For nearly a decade, linguists and cryptologists have obsessed over the medieval Voynich manuscript, vigorously debating whether it represents a long-lost language, a gibberish. Now, some of its symbols have been matched to sounds. Stephen Bax at the University of Bedfordshire, UK, has mapped only 14 symbols so far, but some linguists are following the development of his preliminary Voynich alphabet with interest. "I found this work much more interesting and potentially solid than I expected to," says linguist Claire Bowen of Yale University. "I look forward to seeing whether it leads to further results." The controversy surrounding the manuscript began in 1912 when an antique book dealer purchased it near Rome, Italy. Its 240 pages are covered in scribbles and colourful drawings of plants, nude women, and stars. Previous studies of the language used have looked for overall patterns that are characteristic of language. Bax opted for a letter-by-letter approach. Juniper Clue. He selected a few words which appeared to label drawings, judging by their position or prominence. He then compared the symbols in these words with the name of the pictured item in other languages. Bax likened this to techniques used in decoding Egyptian hieroglyphs that homed in on the names of pharaohs. The first word he tackled was a label that appears near a drawing of a plant that might be juniper. The word looks a lot like aura, as written in the Roman alphabet. Bax wondered if it might be linked to the Arabic name for juniper, which is pronounced arar. He then examined a label next to an illustration of a constellation of seven stars, pictured above right. Some have suggested this drawing represents the Pleiades, seven stars in the Taurus constellation. The second and fourth letters of the label resemble the O-like symbol and R-like symbol from the juniper page, which would fit with the label spelling out a word sounding similar to Taurus. Taking this to be true, Bax was able to assign sounds to the other three letters in this word. Bax also turned to labels of drawings of what look like a coriander plant and a centauri plant above, both of which start with the same symbol. Although these plants have many names in different Indo-European languages, all start with a C. So Bax suggested that this symbol might correspond to the C sound in Voynichese. Altogether, this approach allowed him to decode 14 symbols, which he has posted online. The attempt is interesting, if partial and provisional, says Marcello Montemuro of the University of Manchester, UK, who recently used information theory to conclude that Voynich had the characteristics of a language. A real breakthrough will occur when a significant portion of the manuscript is explained. The evidence is still very thin. Oodles of text. Bowen agrees. Preliminary alphabets for Linear B, a Greek-like script found on the island of Crete, and the Mayan hieroglyphs were only confirmed when other linguists were able to use them to decode independent bits of text, he says. The translations also had to make sense, with no exceptions. What Bowen finds most promising is the sheer volume of text in the Voynich manuscript. There's oodles of it, he says. That means there should be plenty of opportunity to test Bax's alphabet further. Previous attempts to decode ancient scripts have sometimes failed because there aren't enough examples of the language. In June, Bax hopes to assemble a group of linguists to focus on his method and eventually arrive at a complete alphabet. He is also exploring what it would mean if his alphabet is correct. Similarities with Latin, Greek, and Arabic letters and other linguistic and historical details lead him to speculate that it originated in the Caucasus region of Western Asia. He believes it might be the written form of an otherwise unwritten dialect. That would be in stark contrast to another recent analysis that used plant drawings in the manuscript to conclude that it may have been written in an extinct Mexican language.